Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 208. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Lizzie Truly. That song is called Wearing Blue, and that's on her self-titled debut, which came out April 10th on Downtown or Wichita Records, depending on which side of the pond you're on. If the name Lizzie Truly doesn't ring any bells, think about Elizabeth McChesney. She was a model. Who has refocused her career on music, and I think that's the right choice, as her debut album is just wonderful. Each song tells a little different story, has a little different style, and none of them seem to bite on current trends. So A+ on originality. Dig that one out on Amazon or iTunes or Spotify. See if that's something that might appeal to you. I've got a short podcast this week, but that doesn't mean I should ramble on. Let's continue on here with a new track from Rebecca Gates.
Take a little time to make your mind up. Take a little time to make your mind up. Take a little time to make your mind up. You want a little time to make your mind up. Why go so far?
Why go so far?
I'm always right
where you are.
Take a little time to pick it all up. You want a bit of mind to put your mind off.
So far, I'm always right where you are.
Take a little time to make your mind up. Take a little time to make your mind up. You'd like a bit of time to take your mind up. You'd like a bit of time to while your time up. Why go so far?
Why go so far?
was a nice set there. We started things off with Rebecca Gates and the Consortium. That song was called Claudine Lounge's Chiclet Chick, and that's on the album The Float, which will be out June 12th on Parsimatone Records. You may remember Rebecca Gates as half of the Portland duo The Spinanes, who released a number of albums on Sub Pop, and I was a big fan. This is her first proper solo album, and her first solo release at all in over 10 years. It has taken her just that long to record the album. It was recorded various places with various people, and that particular track recorded in Chicago with a member of the Cocktails, if you remember that band from your days in the 90s. Let's see. After that, we played the song Riot Girls by Advance Bass. That is on the album A Shut-In's Prayer, which came out May 15th on Caldo Verde Records. That's the record label owned by Mark Kazalek of Sun Kill Moon and Red House Painters. That is the new project of Owen Ashworth. If that name sounds familiar, Owen was Cassio Tone for The Painfully Alone. And I'm not sure I can tell the difference between this project and his previous one. They sound very similar to me. I know Owen at one point picked up and moved from Chicago, but he's back now, so maybe the name change had something to do with the location change. Whatever, he is on tour right now as Advance Bass, playing with the Donkees, I believe, and I know they're playing in Kansas City tonight at Record Bar, though I will be missing that show as I will be elsewhere, but I'm sure you can still catch him on tour somewhere near you. Speaking of shows, I guess I could dip into the concert calendar here and give you a little bit of an update. Over the last week, I've caught a couple of shows. You can find photos and videos from Street Dogs and Agrolites and Old Man Markley and the Racketees from the Bottleneck last Tuesday. And Saturday night, you can find photos from Best Coast and Jeff the Brotherhood on the website. Coming up here this week, I will be at Class Actress and Penguin Prison tonight at the Riot Room. And then Thursday at that Danzig / Mitzvah show at the Uptown. And then I'm disappearing for a couple of weeks for vacation again, because I do that a lot. All right, well, that's enough of concert calendars and things of that sort. Let's go ahead and talk about music and talk about the new Avengers re-release. This song is called We Are the One.
We are not Jesus Christ. We are not that.
That is Mr. Punk Rock himself. That is Gigi Allen performing as Gigi Allen and the Jabbers with the song Don't Talk to Me. That is on his first album, 1980's Always Was, Is, and Always Shall Be, released on Orange Records. That is before Gigi started defecating on stage and throwing at the audience, and back when he was just a little punk rock boy from New Hampshire. Isn't that sweet? Before that, The Avengers with the song We Are the One, and that is on the band's debut album of sorts, self-titled. It has just been re-released as a 2-CD set on Water Music, and it seems to be the definitive reissue. Though the band never actually recorded an album, that first album, sometimes called self-titled, sometimes called the Pink Album, collected pretty much everything they had done. And then as reissues have gone over the years, more and more tracks have been added, demos from here, live from here, things of that sort. With this new 2-CD set, the first CD is pretty much just the album as it was originally released in 1983, though recorded much earlier, somewhere between 76 and 80 maybe. And then a second CD of all of the other bonus tracks that all the various reissues have all used, put together in one handy place with great annotations and very good liner notes. So if you haven't explored The Avengers from San Francisco, now's the time. Pick up that 2-CD set on Water Music that just came out May 29th. Well, it looks like I'm about out of time, so I better wrap things up. I want to let you know that you've been listening to the Too Much Rock Podcast number 208. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or you can find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. We're going to end things this week with a track by Screaming Females. A song I'm going to play is called Leave It All Up to Me, and this is on the band's new album, Ugly, which came out April 3rd on Don Giovanni Records. This is a New Jersey-based, maybe punk rock, maybe post-punk, who knows, band that I'm just really getting into now. I think this is like their fourth album, but somehow I've missed the boat. Fantastic post-punk guitar, very much in the vein of Minutemen. Maybe not so much in the track I'm going to play, but definitely strong and bold and winding and very nice. And with a lot of interesting chutzpah to it. So anyway, here you go. This is Screaming Females with the song Leave It All Up to Me. We'll talk again next week.